Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of living a surrendered life. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus said this, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it." Jesus made it very clear that a life that truly is one that is following after God involves a daily surrender of the self-life, the desires of self, the ambitions of self, the decisions that self would make that may be contrary to God's decisions and desires and will have to be surrendered daily to the Lord in the smallest area of life to the largest areas of life decisions. I like to define self-denial as Jesus described it in Luke 9 this way. Self-denial is surrendering to God the right to choose your own ways in life. It's laying all your own rights on the altar. These rights can include the right to be married, the right to live in a certain place or to pursue a certain occupation. The Bible is filled with characters who made the decision to follow after God and by doing so surrendered their own rights to choose their way in life. Abraham is an outstanding example of this, and we find in Genesis chapter 12 that the Lord directed him to leave his family and to go to a place that he had never seen before or heard of before, a place that God would show him. And it says in Genesis 12:1, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. So you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. When the Lord asked Abraham to leave everything behind, to go away from the country that he had known, to leave his relatives, and to leave his father's house, this was not a small request. In Abram's time, the oldest son was to take over the leadership of the family and to continue his father's will after the father died. Abram was that oldest son, and his decision to follow God and leave his country and leave his relatives in his father's house was a huge cultural no-no. It was not something that was done in that era. People did not just rise up and move to another state, so to speak. But Abram wanted to fully obey the Lord, and so Abram surrendered his rights. He surrendered the right to fulfill his family's expectations. He surrendered the right to maintain a familiarity of his surroundings. All of this he surrendered in order to follow after God. When Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself," he was addressing any area of life where you may be tempted to cling to something. And it may even be a good thing, such as family ties, etc. But God's asking you to surrender those in order to follow him. Now, God does not ask every single person to get up and move thousands of miles or even hundreds of miles from their family, but there are times when God does require that, and God does not want a person to hold in higher esteem family ties than obedience to God. In Germany, a man by the name of George Mueller came to know Christ as a young man. He had been wild in his youth, had partied, and was involved in all kinds of immoral activity as a youth and a young man, drinking heavily. And yet, he applied for college training to become a minister. In the country in which he lived, a state religion was established, and the ministers were trained at certain schools, and then they were given a salary by the government to be ministers in the state churches. George Mueller's father was supportive of his choice of that as a career for the sole reason that he knew if George became a minister in the state church, that he would have a comfortable salary, a parsonage to live in, and could support his father in his old age easily. Based on that, George Mueller's father helped to pay for his education. But while training for the ministry, though completely unsaved, George Mueller encountered some true believers and began attending some cottage meetings where he was gloriously converted. After realizing the truth of the gospel and the power of the word of God, which was absolutely absent in the training that he was getting and in the churches where he would serve if he continued going the route that he was in, George Mueller decided to withdraw and go to another type of theological training. And at the same time, he knew that he had to surrender pleasing his father to the Lord. He knew his father would not be happy with this choice, and so he decided to tell his father he would no longer take money from him because he was not going to be fulfilling his father's wishes by becoming a minister in the state church. Hard as this was, George Mueller knew it's what he had to do. Many people face the pressure of family expectations, and there have been many people who have given in to the pressure of family expectations to do or to become a certain thing in life rather than surrendering the right to please family in order to please God. I have known of people who felt they were called to the mission field, who began to prepare and move in that direction, but when pressured by family, abandoned those plans and never did go out on the mission field because the family convinced them that they could serve God just as well at home and ended up influencing them to go into secular work. When God calls us to deny ourselves and to take up our cross and follow him, it may require in your situation a surrender of rights to please family, to please mother or father, to abandon the expectations of others in your lives in order to fully follow God. Don't let the pressures or expectations of others deter you from serving God. Be willing to surrender wholeheartedly to God's plan for your life and don't let anything get you off of that course. Two men who had to make a very hard decision in their choice to follow God wrote a book by the name of Unveiling Islam. These two brothers were raised with a third brother as Sunni Muslims. However, as teenagers, the boys all came to a knowledge of Christ through the influence of a schoolmate who was the son of a minister. As soon as the father, who was a devout Sunni Muslim and a leader in the Islamic Center that he helped to start in a certain city in the United States, as soon as he found out about the conversion of his sons to Christianity, he thoroughly disowned and disinherited the three boys. These brothers all maintained their Christian faith. Two of them became pastors and theology professors and have stood up for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout their many years serving the Lord. though with great heartache, because their own father died, as far as they know, without having ever come to a knowledge of the saving grace of God. To decide for Christ in their case meant to surrender completely the love and attention of their beloved Father. God calls us to surrender to Him everything that would keep us from serving Him fully. Don't allow even the emotional tie of family to prevent you from serving God and loving God with all of your heart. God will reward you. He will be with you. He'll give you the grace to walk it out, and He'll bring you into a place of joy where the loss will seem like nothing in comparison with the reward of God. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.